Last year, National Geographic magazine created Geography Awareness Week to help young Americans better understand geospatial issues and recognize their roles as global citizens. Michigan State University plays the lead role in Geo Week here in mid-Michigan with a variety of public opportunities designed to create awareness about geography as both a discipline and as part of everyday life. All this week, Current State's presenting discussions about geographic awareness. Today, MSU professor and geography chair Alan Arbogast weighs in. Dr. Arbogast is best known for his research on the history of coastal sand dunes along Lake Michigan. Arbogast tells us how he maintains interests in both the disciplines of geology and geography.
I have one foot in geography, where I'm interested in why and where. Right. Where the dunes are, why they're there. And then I'm sort of a geologist in a way. I freely admit that. And then I'm interested in the accumulation of sand over time and what are the variables that have been involved in those formation processes of the dunes. Now, that's an interesting scientific question in and of itself. And that's fundamentally the way I look at it because it's fun. But it has real-world applications with respect to coastal dune management. I've been involved in some doing some consulting work over there for the state and providing my expertise in a variety of ways and in an effort to, say, predict where dunes might go, what development might do to them with respect to their stability now, and what overall impacts that might have in the face of regional environmental change. We have some sort of tantalizing evidence, we don't know whether it's legit or not, that the long-term evolution of the dunes might, in fact, be tied in some way to enzocycling, El Nino and La Nina. Now, El Nino is something that occurs in the eastern Pacific, right? With warming temperatures in that part of the ocean. That seems like it's a long ways away. But we're sort of seeing the effects of that right now in Michigan with this glorious fall that we've had and the fact that the prediction for the winter is a milder than normal winter with less precipitation. The impact that would have on the dunes is that there would be fewer strong storms going through the region, which would then stir the sand up and cause the dunes to move around and bury decks and porches and things like that, which people don't want to have happen. So it is geological in one way, but it's very geographical in another, because I'm thinking about the eastern Pacific and what that might have to do with, you know, the storm patterns here in the Midwest, which then affects where sand might be going. So it's all tied together.
That was MSU professor and geography chair, Dr. Alan Arbogast. Dr. Arbogast continues Current State's week-long series on Geography Awareness Week in partnership with Michigan State University's Department of Geography tomorrow, an economic perspective from Dr. Elizabeth Mack.